This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Joe Biden has tapped Vice President Kamala Harris to lead the White House effort to tackle the immigration challenge at the U.S. southern border. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
It's similar to the Obama administration's early years, when then-Vice President Biden was tasked to lead the Iraq pullout. This time, the president's turning to his number two to tackle a surge of young migrants at the border, a challenge that threatens the administration's legislative agenda.
When she speaks for me.
The president says she'll deal with the Northern Triangle nations of El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras to tackle internal issues that drive immigration.
Needless to say, the work will not be easy.
The U.S. has seen a dramatic spike in border encounters the past 2 months. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
With most of the votes counted, Israelis still do not know who won Tuesday's election. Neither Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu nor the main challenger have any way to put together a majority coalition. Linda Gradstein reports from Jerusalem.
It's going to take a while until Israelis know the final results of Tuesday's election, the fourth in 2 years. That's because there are more than 450,000 special ballots from Israeli soldiers, hospital patients, and diplomats overseas that have yet to be counted. And since Israel is such a small country, even a few thousand votes can swing a parliamentary seat. Israeli analysts at Israel's fast COVID-19 vaccine program, which has already reached 80% of Israel's adults, worked in Netanyahu's favor. The fact that he is currently on trial for corruption has not affected his support, which remains similar to the past three elections. Linda Gradstein for VOA News, Jerusalem.
Be sure to log on to our website.